A warm welcome along to your latest Newcastle United headlines. I'm Rob Eddy. Starting with the news from last night, of course, Newcastle United won, Aston Villa won. It ended up at St James's Park. Newcastle now 12 points above the drop zone, denied by a late equaliser from Villa substitute Ahmed El-Mohammadi after he stooped with a late header just 6 minutes from time shortly after coming on as a substitute. That was after Dwight Gale had put Newcastle in front and on course for the 3 points. Gale's impact was actually more immediate than that of El-Mohammadi, with his neatly taken finish coming just 94 seconds after he was introduced for the injured Matt Ritchie. It was actually a good double change by Steve Bruce, because Andy Carroll played the assist for that go-ahead goal, and that his pass coming just 4 minutes and 51 seconds after he'd been sent on by Steve Bruce. Although Newcastle are still in 13th in the table, they're 12 points from the top four, the same amount of points as they are from the relegation zone, and Steve Bruce is looking at the situation positively. He said, "We would have all accepted the points total, but we can't forget that we have a great opportunity to push on a bit now. Can we push on and catch the teams above us and finish the season looking upwards rather than just looking over our shoulders?" That point did come at something of a cost. Matt Ritchie and Isaac Hayden forced off in the 1-1 draw, and the pair are being assessed ahead of the club's first FA Cup quarter-final in 15 years when they take on Manchester City on Sunday. Bruce, giving an update on those injuries, said, "Both soft tissue. We'll have to wait and see. We hope we've caught it. It's more precautionary, but we have to err with caution." And finally for the bulletin, positive news on Newcastle's proposed £300 million takeover as it remains in the hand of the Premier League. That's after the government said they will not be getting involved in the deal. A Saudi-backed consortium is looking to buy the club from Mike Ashley, and talks have been going on for some time now. The sale would be controversial, though, with investigations continuing over the illegal satellite broadcasts of pirate operator BOQ in Saudi Arabia. However, reportedly, Trade Secretary Liz Truss has said that they will not be getting involved in the deal. That's the government, of course, and the matter is purely down to the Premier League. That's all for now. We'll have more later.